In our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present Uncle Dan's Storytime. Now here's Uncle Dan.
Well, thank you once again. Oh, so lovely and effervescent Storytime. Introduction, lady, looking so sweet. Glad you're here. Well, let's see here. Today's story is titled Another Day in Court.
Another Day in Court.
Thank you, Chauncey. Gee, wasn't it just the other day we had a court story? Yeah, I think we had that on Friday, right? Well, what do you know? We have another one. And not entirely coincidentally, this story takes place in the very same court. Sure enough, it was in Judge Nathan Niederlander's courtroom on the second floor of the Slippery Stone Criminal Court. Now, a couple of days earlier, the citizens of peaceful Slippery Stone were awakened with the shocking news of a very grisly murder in their little town. I mean, this story was splashed all over the front page of the Slippery Stone Sentinel. Naturally, since Slippery Stone is your average all-American town, the newspaper didn't have any photos of this mess, but if you were to read the entire article, just the description was enough to make you want to hurl. Yeah. So once again, we find ourselves at Judge Nathan Niederlander's bench, and right there, standing at the foot of the judge's bench, were Billy Ray Runamuck, Slippery Stone's court-appointed attorney, and his client, Bad Bart Bascom. Now, as he was known to do, Judge Niederlander read over the information in the indictment, which included a fairly detailed description of the crime scene. After a few assorted
mm-hmm
and
mm-hmm,
the good judge looked over the top of the bench and said to the defendant,
I have some bad news and some good news. The bad news is your blood was found splattered all over the crime scene and the victim.
Then Bad Bart looked up at the judge and said,
Well, what's the good news?
Your cholesterol is 130.